This is the BBC Home Service. Here is a special bulletin read by John Snag. D-Day has come. Early this morning, the Allies began the assault on the northwestern face of Hitler's European fortress. The first official news came just after 9:30, when Supreme Headquarters of the Allied Expeditionary Force, usually called SHAPE from its initials, issued communique number one. This said, under the command of General Eisenhower, Allied naval forces supported by strong air forces began landing Allied armies this morning on the northern coast of France. It was announced a little later that General Montgomery is in command of the army group carrying out the assault. This army group includes British, Canadian, and United States forces. The Allied Commander-in-Chief, General Eisenhower, has issued an order of the day addressed to each individual of the Allied Expeditionary Force. In it, he said, "Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well-trained, well-equipped, and battle-hardened. He will fight savagely. But this is the year 1944. The tide has turned. The free men of the world are marching together to victory. I have full confidence in your courage, devotion to duty, and skill in battle. We will accept nothing less than full victory. Good luck, and let us all beseech the blessing of Almighty God upon this great and noble undertaking." This order was distributed to assault elements after their embarkation. It was read by the appropriate commanders to all other troops in the Allied Expeditionary Force. His Majesty the King will broadcast to his people at home and overseas at 9:00 tonight. No details have yet come in from the Allied side of the progress of the operations. Our correspondent at SHAPE says that the landings are being made in Normandy. The Germans, who have been broadcasting news of the attack on all their services except their own home service, say that the points assailed extend from Cherbourg to Havre, with the main weight of the attack in the area of Caen, which is some 30 miles west of Havre as the bomber flies, and some 60 miles east of Cherbourg. They speak also of landings by paratroops, especially in the Havre area, and of stiff fighting. The important airfield at Caen has been one of the main targets for recent Allied air attacks. There have been no reports of enemy air activity on this side of the channel during the night or so far this morning. The oppressed nations received the first news that big events were about to happen when a SHAPE representative broadcast to them that a new phase of the Allied air offensive had opened. People in enemy-occupied territory who lived near the coast were warned to leave their homes as soon as they received a warning of the coming attack. It would come about an hour before the attack, and then they ought at once to make it with all speed for the open country. After communique number one had been issued, General Eisenhower broadcast to the people of Western Europe announcing the landing as part of the concerted United Nations plan for the liberation of Europe. He asked them to wait for the signal to rise and strike the enemy. "The day will come," he said, "when I shall need your united strength. Until that day, I call on you for the hard task of discipline and restraint." Addressing the French people especially, General Eisenhower expressed his pride at having under his command the gallant forces of France. As the initial landing was being made in France, he emphasized the importance of his warning message. "A premature rising of all Frenchmen," he told them, "may prevent you from being of maximum help to your country in the critical hour. Be patient. Prepare. Great battles lie ahead." General Eisenhower concluded, "I call upon all who love freedom to stand with us. Keep your faith staunch. Our arms are resolute. Together, we shall achieve victory." Later, SHAPE announced that General de Gaulle had arrived in this country and would speak to France sometime today. Communique number one and General Eisenhower's message was broadcast to the peoples of Norway, Denmark, the Netherlands, Belgium, and France in their own languages. Later, King Haakon of Norway, Dr. Gerbrandy, the Prime Minister of the Netherlands, Monsieur Pielo, the Prime Minister of Belgium, and Mr. Mikolajczyk, the Prime Minister of Poland, themselves spoke to their fellow citizens. In Italy, Fifth Army troops are now crossing the Tiber in many places and have advanced some 5 miles beyond it against weak resistance. The Eighth Army are meeting stiffer resistance further inland, but the Germans have abandoned some mountain positions on the other side of the Apennines. And that is the end of this special news bulletin.